Can you talk a little bit more about the alopecia, how much is seen? Is it seen in women as well as men?
Yes, the alopecia was seen in up to 52% of patients in trials with sorafenib and to a lower extent in trials with sunitinib. Studies have been done with other agents which are more frequently associated with alopecia and have shown that hair loss in cancer patients is a major source of psychosocial discomfort. Therefore, if patients are informed about this potential side effect, it would also be important in terms of counseling. Not only do patients develop alopecia or hair loss of the scalp, but hair tends to grow differently, becoming more curly and wavy. The reason as to why this occurs, it's not known, but it is something that is also seen with agents that inhibit other kinases, such as EGFR inhibitors. And it tends to occur in a similar fashion in both men and women. And indeed, the impact of this side effect will be greater in women. Another common finding that is associated with this alopecia is dysesthesia of the scalp. In other words, an increased sensitivity of the scalp. Some patients attribute the hair to leading to this sensation of increased sensitivity or pain in the scalp. Several of these patients that I have seen reports that cutting their hair off leads to improvement in this symptom, although we do not routinely advocate this because patients are loath to cutting off all their hair, of course.
What is the time course of the development of the alopecia, and how significant is it? I mean, is it complete alopecia? Is it thinning? What do you see?
It also tends to occur later on. It doesn't occur initially, but it tends to occur after 2 to 3 months. The alopecia also is associated with that erythema or redness of the scalp, which suggests that there is inflammation and vasodilation occurring in that area. And it does not tend to be a complete alopecia like you would see with conventional agents, but as you indicate, more of a thinning of the hair on the scalp associated with that curling of the hair. So importantly, the alopecia can also be associated with hair discoloration. So hypopigmentation of the hair is frequently seen in patients treated with the KIT inhibitor sunitinib. As you may know, KIT-positive melanocytes line the hair follicles, and once this receptor is inhibited, the hair pigmentation unit, composed of melanocytes or pigment-forming cells, will be inhibited, preventing this hair from being colored. And in some interesting cases, you will see patients treated with sunitinib that will have banded hair. So they will not pigment hair when they're on the 4-week administration of drugs, and then they will repigment once they are on the 2-week drug holiday.